This is Corinne LaRue with California Ag Today. Inflation continues to rise as the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports year-over-year inflation in March was 8.5%. American Farm Bureau Federation Chief Economist Roger Cryon says we're seeing the highest level of inflation in 40 years.
The Federal Reserve Bank has the levers to manage the money supply, and there was a 40% increase in the money supply from March 2020 to last December. So for almost 2 years, a lot of folks out in the economy had faith in the system and prices didn't move much. But now there's so much money out there, inflationary expectations are building, and what we're seeing now is an acceleration of inflation. I'm not sure whether or not to define this as runaway inflation, but it will start to look like that. Inflation creates a lot of price uncertainty. It creates a disconnect between long-term and short-term pricing. It creates a lot of sort of chaos among relative prices that you don't necessarily have when things are stable. It also creates a disconnect between long-term and short-term lending. Although the long-term lending rates are rising now also, and then the 30-year mortgage rate is rising relatively quickly. Even if the Fed starts to get us back towards what should be the normal rate of growth in the money supply, there's just a lot of liquidity in the market that needs to work its way through the system. And we certainly hope that the Fed starts paying attention to the money supply. And I hope that they recognize that that's really the indicator that they need to be paying attention to. Stopping inflation is really critical.
Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.